Thank you for calling customer service. Ranger speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I need to get the something in billing.
Yes, may I have your zip code, please?
53105.
Waiting on the system. Hold up, please.
Sure.
That's 53015. 53015. And your name, ma'am?
Maureen Smith.
Okay, not seeing it under that. What is the first name again?
Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N.
M-A-U-R?
E-E-N. Two E's.
Okay. What's your last name?
Smith.
Not under that either. What's the last four of your credit card that was used?
0001.
Nope. Alrighty, so let's see, verify your phone number here for me.
Sure. 262-210-7571.
Who's 609?
609?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Alright, let's see here. Okay, I did the social. 50319. 53019.
5301. What's that?
Your zip code?
Yes.
I want to discuss what you're talking about. I can't unless I pull up an account.
It's weird my account's not coming up because the charges came out of my bank, so.
Yeah, I know, and that's why even if it would have been under someone else's name. Now, you sure the zip code is correct? Because it's not showing me any in that zip code area. 5309.
53105.
Okay. What is, hold on. Verify your address for me, please.
324 mm-hmm. Lewis Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105.
Yes, ma'am. How may I help you?
How are you tonight?
I am well.
Good. Good to hear. I'm calling because I had two charges on my bank statement, and I have no idea what they are.
Okay. I see here where you purchased maybe a entry to win a tablet or something.
Huh. Okay.
Well, you paid like $2 or $3 to say you pay that shipping and handling, and you will win a tablet or an iPad or something.
Okay.
So in the terms and conditions where you put your credit card, it states that you're automatically be enrolled into, let me see if this is a meal plan, on the Evo Trainer.
A what?
Evo Trainer is a digital app for meal planning.
What the hell?
So what I can do for you, and that's in the terms and conditions, because like I get calls and I'm here in a call center and a lot of people have the app. A lot of people have the app. I'm sorry?
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people
I've never even heard. Sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was saying I never even heard of that app, and it says re-enrolled. That's even weirder. You know what I mean?
So this
what
is
I mean I personally did not pay the $2 for shipping. Now my kids sometimes, you know, they'll be on my computer and they'll be using it, and the credit card will pop up because I've saved it or something.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop doing that. So that
right.
very well possibly could be. Who knows? I don't really know. I'd have to research it.
Right, but what happened was that either that or you agreed to pay shipping and handling for something to receive something, or
okay.
you agreed, or you did a survey for a link that had, well, you did a survey and it automatically give you an entry into the sweepstake, but also in the terms and conditions section where you put your phone number, it states,
mm-hmm.
if the terms and conditions were read, it states that you will be charged that amount for whatever product they have at the time. But what I can do for you, ma'am, I can offer you 35% off that price going forward if you want to stay with the program, and I can give you 35 a courtesy off of that, or let's
what?
See.
I don't even know what it is.
So
honestly.
An EvoTrain app is, let's see what we got here. Well, they actually, let me see what they say you have, because there's a couple things here. Let's see what you actually, I know it's an entry to the tablet. I get that. Let me see which one of these is it.
I'm sorry, what is it called again?
Evo, E-V-O.
Okay.
Evolution, it's a digital app. That
Evolution Run, Evolution Games.
Yeah, it's actually just called Evo Trainer. It's a product, it's an app. It's a digital app.
Okay.
And it helps on, let me see here what it got saved by the Evo Trainer. Because we have hundreds of products. Hold on, I'll be able to find it for you.
Sure, no worries.
So, actually, just say to me, it's because of Evo Trainer. Do you know what it said? It didn't say what you have, what the $59 was for on your end, does it?
It says, it says Excel. Wait a minute. It says, I gotta go back to my messages. It says Excel Deluxe.
Let me see if that's in the script now, in the description of items. Because if it don't have, I heard someone earlier said the description was off. If it don't have I'm able to pull an account up, so something happened with your account. What I'm trying to see, what I do know, because I'm in a call center, I only see things after a transaction has been made. okay? I don't have the products here. I don't send the products out. I don't do the products. It's just that I see it after a transaction has been made. So I'm searching like you are to see what was made based on what might have triggered that. What triggers it is an like a entry to a sweepstake to win an iPhone or a tablet or a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or you pay $2. It might say something like you pay $2 and you win an entry to win the iPad. Some people call here saying they won the iPad. It's saying it's an entry to the. It's an entry into the sweepstakes for a chance to win the iPad.
Shenanigans.
And that's what you have, is a sweepstake ticket for a chance to win, which you can use on the, you have a ticket, but it's not an iPad itself. Like I've gone around and around with some people say, well, they said I won an iPad. I won the tablet. No, you won an entry to win the tablet. Now, with that being said, where you put your credit card information, it also will say under you accept the terms and conditions. If the terms and conditions were read, it'll say it's going to automatically pick up $59.95 each month for a membership for something that's used. You know, it's a membership, so that's where your $59.99 is. Evo Trainer is a digital app. It usually works with smart watches and things like that. Evo Trainer. TRAIN, like trainer.
Gotcha, okay.
So it usually works with apps. I mean, it usually works with smart watches and things of the sort. So what I can do for you, ma'am, obviously you don't want to keep that going forward, or I can offer you 35% and you can keep it and call about it and see what it offers you. Because I have the site to where the Evo Trainer comes from. You know, because it's a digital app. It's nothing you would have received in the mail. It's something you would sign up for through your phone, through your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did a bunch of Google Play and looked for it. And nothing. I mean, a lot of Evo stuff comes up, but nothing Evo Trainer does not come up.
Let's see what the other one would have been.
You said you do have the website?
Yeah, let's see here. It's one of the two. For yours? Let me see. I don't know why this keep popping away from me here. Hold on. Oh, there you are. So yours was an exclusive offer. So that tells me, and it was the SC2. So what that tells me, it was an entry, okay? It's not a tablet. So let me go back and see which entry it is. Hold on. SC2. I'm looking at another place for you, so please be patient. Okay, so it has to be, I'm doing a process elimination here, so ST2 is what you purchased. Under S, well, no, it's a code for me. And then under ST2, it states that, I see ST1, and then you receive an entry for the sweepstakes drawing, and they will be charged for the discount shopping store, and you receive a $125 gift card. So it's an entry, ma'am. But what I can do, I can offer you 35% off of that $59 to try to stay with them and see. I'll see about the program if you want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that.
Even a courtesy of a 50% off refund to get you to stay with them, and then you know there's a site that you can contact them and see. $56.95. You get 50% of that back, and then you can continue on, and I give you the website. And if you choose not to want it in April, that's fine. You can call and cancel, or you can just do a cancel now. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, I would rather cancel now because I'll forget about it and get a full refund.
Well, full refund.
That's what I'd like to do.
No, I'm laughing with you because that was like so smooth. Well, let me just have a full refund. No, the most
I'm
I could
excited.
Do. Yeah, yeah. Say that again.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I didn't see that one coming. No, I just rather have the all back. No, the most I could do is 50% refund and cancel it going forward. Because here's the thing. It's actually a valid charge, but as a courtesy. And when I say valid, it's because you enter your account number in the terms and conditions. Yes, ma'am. So it's a valid charge. So, but as a courtesy, I can offer you 50% of that back due to the lack of communication or whatever the case might have been. As well as canceling it going forward. So that's a 50% refund. I offered you a 35% discount to stay with them. And you said, right. No, you know, 50% discount. Nah. So now I'm working on the fact that I can refund back and cancel your account. And the most I can do is 50% back.
Okay.
So,
I appreciate it.
No worries. So let's see here. Let me get that notated before you get off the phone here. So you were charged $56.95 and 50% of that is $56.95 divided by 2. It's $28.47 that will go back to your account. It's put back on your account due to the bank. It's 3 to 5 business days when they, you know, put it back on your account. So the refund was refunded $28.47 successfully. Now my next thing is I want to make sure you don't receive any charges going forward. And hold, please. Customer called in. I got to make notation, so please hold.
Sure.
That's not want membership. Offered 35% discount to stay with the app. Customer decline. Offered 50% discount to stay. Customer decline. Okay. Offered a 35% refund. Customer declined and offered 50% and customer accepted. Got something to write with so I can give you a cancellation number?
Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
So, CS and Charlie, 259-200113, and that account has been canceled going forward. The $56.95, I refunded 50% of that back, which was $28.47. Your bank will put that back. That's 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. And no more charges going forward. Is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
Yeah, can I just repeat this cancellation number?
Sure.
C is in Charlie, 259-200-113.
That's correct. So if you don't see your 2847 back in your account, you can always call back here and see that it's been notated that it was notated.
And who did it be coming back from? It'll say Excel Deluxe, the same thing?
Yeah, something of the sort. It might say because it's numerous of products sometimes, so they'll have a trail on it though. So. Okay, and it's notated here that, let me renotate. Somebody said 50% offer, 50% customer accepted, offer 50% refund. Which that's already submitted. I submitted it, but my note said it was just a 50% discount. I offer 50%, but I offer 50% refund. And customer accepted that. But it's also stated here that you got a 50% refund because I've already done that.
Okay.
And we're on a recorded line as well. So you got your cancellation. You got your, if you need to call back.
Pull the winners or pull the winner for the iPad or whatever it is.
Yes, ma'am. That I don't know because I'm in a call center. We just handle the transactions. We don't handle any of the products. We represent the companies. We are the companies, other products, but we're in a third party call center that handles all the transactions for all the companies and all the products. So I only would see something if you had actually made a transaction. That's why when I couldn't find you earlier, I'm like, well, you did something because, you had a transaction there. So it had to be somewhere.
Right.
And that comes from, all we see is what you input. Like I can see the last four the credit card was used. I see the amount. I see what it is. I see you. So if you called about something that was made, or if the bank called, because we get calls from the bank too, because some customers won't patiently talk like you did on the phone. I'm just gonna call my bank. I'm just gonna have them this, and whatever, And when the bank calls, they definitely don't get it back because what happens is a valid charge. So you did right to allow me to offer you something because the only way. Like sometimes they say, well, I'm just going to call my bank and we let them know, I'm sorry to hear that you will lose that dispute because when the bank calls us, it's a charge. It's a good charge.
It's a valid.
Yes, charge, correct. Right? Correct. So when you,
my mom has always said, you get more bees than honey.
And it's understanding that sometimes, and I appreciate when you said, and you even read along with me, you said, oh, yeah, because I didn't read the terms and conditions. And you'd be surprised how many times people tell me, it just wasn't there. I just wasn't there. You're just a fraud. You're just this. So we go through that all night long.
Oh,
where
sure.
Someone
sure.
like yourself and many others, they'll say, the terms and conditions. Because for one thing, it doesn't take your credit card unless you accept the terms and conditions.
Accept it.
Right. And then when you accept the terms and conditions with the understanding that you have read the terms and conditions,
that's a huge bomb because hardly ever, and I should. I always preach to my kids to do it, but I never do it.
Right. But I will say this. It is legit. We have many members of the Evo Trainer. As a matter of fact, there's a number. You don't need to now because you've canceled, but... Yeah, we have people. It's a fitness app. It's a tutorial. It tracks your calories and your cravings and your smart whatever. It's a whole thing that works with a Fitbit or a smartwatch. you know, that type of thing.
I already have some. I already have something like that through my husband's work.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. It's called Virgin Plus.
There you go.
Yeah, and but it's the same thing. And then they give you, you know, credit, whatever you want. You can pick whatever, gift cards, whatever.
Correct. Yeah. So it's really legit, but you know, sometimes and then again, you know, you'd be surprised. I want my iPad. I want it. I want you to give it to me. Sir, we don't have the iPad here. No, you haven't one. That part is a little sometimes, because customers will read it back to me and they'll say, I won. And what it really say is, I want a chance to win the iPad.
Right.
But they get it crossed up with saying, I won the iPad. It told me I won it. I need it. I need you to send it to me. So but it's just a chance. And then some people say, well, you know, I paid $7, just a chance. You'd be surprised. A lot of people gamble for a lot more, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but then the part about the $56.95 a monthly membership, it's a way of introducing something to you, an app, and if you choose to stay, it's fine. If you choose not to stay, it's fine.
Gotcha.
Okay. So anything else I can do for you tonight?
Just have a fabulous week.
Thank you so much. It is storming. It's raining and thundering here, and I was just thinking about, well, do I get off the phone because I hear it thundering? But have a wonderful night, and thank you for calling customer service, okay?
Thank you so much. You as well.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.